didn't pay the last one. It's really separate because it's really going to be very difficult to
Okay, and this way, last week's parasha is obviously a lot to talk about, but just one thing that came to me that struck me interesting in last week's parasha is that the Yehuda is sent ahead of the Jewish people moving to Mitzrayim to build the yeshiva. The Hayris Lefan of Goshen, Rashi tells us to go build the yeshiva, which is interesting because Yehuda doesn't represent Torah. Yisachar represents Torah. Levi was the Lamedei Torah. Yehuda does not represent Torah. Why was he chosen? So if anyone here has ever been involved in building a yeshiva, you know that the people that build our yeshiva aren't the rabbeim that are teaching the Torah. Yeah, it's a whole different group of people that build yeshivas. They need to be very different than a rebbe or a yeshiva to build a yeshiva. Not just because you need to have the wherewithal to know how to get around, to deal with business-related issues. You have to have a certain drive and a passion. Yehuda was tough. If you have to pick of all the shvatim, who's the toughest of the shvatim? That's Yehuda. Yehuda was tough. If you want to build a Jewish institution, you have to be tough. It's not cut out for all of us, and it's important. That's not the ones that necessarily teach the Torah, the ones who start the yeshiva. So usually there's a group of other people. They're the ones who are involved in starting the yeshiva. Then they hire rabbeim, moras, teachers to run the yeshiva. But Yaakov teaches us that if in order for a community to survive, or Klal Yisrael to survive, we have to have yeshivas. That's clearly what Yaakov was telling us in his first stint in Galus, and we're still in Galus today. And if you look around, that is the answer to Klal Yisrael's success today, even amidst the Galus, is the fact that we have yeshivas. We have a lot of yeshivas. Certain communities, you drive down a block, and every block there's another yeshiva, but okay, it's not such a bad thing. But the idea of the invention of yeshivas is really what keeps Klal Yisrael together today, keep Klal Yisrael functioning despite amidst all the backdrops that we have. Came across a fascinating story, which just shows you how sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu navigates the world, that there should be a yeshiva, even though it doesn't make sense. The 1920s, I was going back to 1920s here in America, and there was a family, the Lerner family. The father was a shechet. He passed away very young, and he left a son who was an orphan. Talking about the 1920s. So this boy was athletic, so he joined his local football team, the school football team, a small city in Illinois. And they played 1 week against a bigger team in Chicago. Now, the team in Chicago was so Jewish, they used to call the plays out in Yiddish. Not too many players were on the team. There were so many Jewish players on the team, they called the plays out in Yiddish. Now, this kid who played for the other team spoke Yiddish. So that game, he did phenomenal. He chopped every play. He had 18 interceptions. He got everything right. And his luck, there was a scout sitting in the stands that day. So they took him. They said, "This guy's amazing." Now, little did they know, he's really not that good. He just punked this team, spoke Yiddish, but he got a scholarship to Notre Dame. Got a scholarship. Nice, good Catholic school. Got a scholarship. He doesn't know how to play football. So after a few games, they realize he's not good. And they drop him. And he loses his scholarship. He's got nothing. Now he's stuck in South Bend, Indiana. But he lives there now because that's where he found himself. He doesn't even have money to go back home. So he ends up staying there. He marries a girl from there. And ultimately, his family builds up a day school in South Bend, Indiana. And that's why today, even out of Yemen, there's yeshiva today, there's a community there. Because this guy got drafted because of a total fluke. Taylor, that's right. That's right.
His father.
That's correct. That's the story. Yeah, that's the story.
I thought Jay got drafted by the
success.
Oh, yeah?
Let's say statistically that today, the day school in South Bend has the highest percentage of the Jewish community.
Right.
Kids go to day school,
yeah,
because of the
Lerner. The Lerner family, they make up the salaries. If they're short every month, they give a lot of money there. And it started mamish by a fluke, by being drafted because he HaKadosh Baruch Hu navigates the world the way he wants to. Yeah, amazing. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing, and it all came. The reason why I bring this up, because if Hashem wants there to be a yeshiva, he's going to make it happen. How he makes it happen is magical, so to say. But it just shows you to what extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values communities that need to have Mekayimus HaTorah, and he makes it happen no matter how it's going to be. Okay, so let's get back into Kedushin. I'm sure everyone remembers where we left off. We're holding over here. It's relatively a new Gemara. The Gemara starts, again, if you're keeping track of what daf we're on, to play along at home. Right. We're on Chav Tes Amid Beis. Okay. We're on Kedusha Chav Tes Amid Beis. Zog the Gemara. Tan Rabban. Zog the Gemara. Liftoi says Benoi V'lalois L'regel. Let's say a person has two mitzvahs in front of him. He has a mitzvah to be paid to his son. And he also happens to have a mitzvah to be a L'regel. Talk about conflict. Right? Conflict. What does he do? So now, the first thing we have to figure out, and like, he can't do both. The question is, why? Can he not do both because he's short on money? Or cannot do both because of logistical details. Why can't he do both? And obviously, that's going to be a big machlokes b'shoinim, and it will have numerous nafkaminos throughout the sugya. But let's just play dumb for a while. Tan Rabban, Liftoy says b'nai v'las regla. He's got two mitzvahs in front of him, either pidyon b'nai v'las regla. So this says the Gemara, poides b'nai v'achkach oil regla. First do pidyon aben, then you go oil regla, then go to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Huda says no, oil the regla, first be oil regla, v'achkach poides b'nai. Then on your return home, what? So we know that you can't make up by the regal, right? Pidyon aben, you can pash this make up, right? So good. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, be oil regal first, and then be poidi your son. Why? Says Rabbi Yehuda, very logical reason. Shezu mitzvah ivers. Shezu mitzvah shein ivers. Pidyon aben's not going anywhere. You'll pay the kohen 3 weeks later, you'll still be in kind of mitzvah pidyon aben. And we spoke about this a while ago. There's no aveira per se in delaying the payment. We mentioned there's a chiddush from the Sforno on Chumash who says that there is an isser malacha. You're not allowed to work your son. Again, let's be honest, 30-day-old baby ain't doing that much anyways, okay? But there'd be an isser malacha, so to say, until you're doing more for them than they're doing for you, right?
30-year-old son.
30-year-old, right. So you're not, but the pashtus is you're not even any isser, but you're just delaying a kima mitzvah. But if you miss oil regal, it's not finished. You can't make up oil regal. So Rabbi Huda says, go with the mitzvah that is not oiveris. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Bishlam Rabbi Huda, kidukam etaymo. Rabbi Huda makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Huda was the one who paskin that you should be oil regal first and then be poid your son. So he gave us a reason. El Rabbana mai tamayu. What's the reason for the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon never gave us a reason. They just said, be poid your son and then be oil regal. Why? What happened to mitzvah iveris? Now it's more than that. It happens to be. No, Rabbi Huda, the Tanakama said, poid des b'nai v'achkach oil regal. Well, second. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? So we got, okay. So the truth is, not only is the Rabbanan not giving us a reason, we actually pasuk halacha l'maisa like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ita ma'ida Rabbanan." The Makor says in the pasuk, "Kol b'char b'necha tifte." You open up a chumash. It says in the chumash, "You should be poid to your son." And right after that, it says, "Lo yera f'nei rekel." Be oil regel. So the Rabbanan thinks that means the Torah is giving you an order: do this, then do that. So therefore, first A, then B. Therefore, says the Rabbanan. Very good. So that we think. So that should depend on what the case of the Gemara is. Very good. We're coming back to all this in a second. But this is the way the Gemara presents. And the words of the Gemara are extremely vague and very unclear. Because again, if we're talking about you can only do one, what does it mean? V'acharkach? There is no acharkach. That is it. It's over. So that's one issue we'll see to be shine and deal with and achren and bring it out even more. And secondly, if we're taka dealing with, you're going to do one over the other. Is that the shayla in the Gemara? So then we're bringing an interesting right from a pasuk. The Chumash doesn't say do one or the other. The Chumash tells you, seemingly it tells you preference. This, then that. It doesn't say this or that. So we have to deal with these issues. But that's what the Gemara tells us. So let's try to figure out what's the case in the Gemara. So if you look in the Rishayim, look in number two, the Shita L'Noid L'Mi, number two, he says, Pirish. You're going to get to both. You're not short on money. It's just logistically, you can't be in two places at once. So you can't be in Yerushalayim. I guess there's no Kohanim in Yerushalayim, right? You like the Kohen in your hometown. He's your buddy. He's your friend. You'd be giving him all your matnas kuna. You want to give him that? Right. Okay. Right. Could be. Now, I'm waiting for someone to ask me, and we'll get to later. So shouldn't this have an impact whether or not you can make a shliach to do pidyon aben for you? Right. You definitely can't make a shliach to be oil regal for you. But if you can make a shliach to do pidyon aben for you, so then this whole question becomes obsolete. What's the big deal? I'll go oil regal. I'll send the shliach to the kohen back in my hometown. Everything is beautiful. So this might be a riot to the sheet of the rivash that we dealt with quite some time ago, that the rivash says you can't make a shliach pidyon aben. So we'll deal with that a little bit more. Whatever, that's it. That's his problem. So let's see. So it says that... Pashtus not. Because we're before... Well, we're going to have to get to exactly where the story is. Meaning, is today day 30 and today's also Yom Tov? Or today's day 30 and he's scheduling Yom Tov in 2 days and now he's scheduling his travel trip. We'll have to get to that. So let's see. So it says the sheet, the Pirish.
It's very diverse.
Yeah, the regal is definitely.
I need to last to sustain.
What were you reading? The Gemara?
The sheet to make that.
Yeah, Pirish. Yeah, the sheet to last to sustain. Well, we're not there yet. 1 second.
But the Gemara says it's mitzvah diverse.
No. I the regal, but etzem is a mitzvah. I'm going to come back to that in a second. It's a good point. 1 second. I want to bavar on that. Again, what does the sheet letter to me tell us? We're talking about that you can do both. So there's a couple of things that we have to get to. There's another element that, which we'll see in the Rishonim. What about Oyler Regal makes this impossible? Is it logistically you can't be there? or the, you also have to bring a carbon. You have to show up to the Azar with, you have to show up to the Beis Hamikdash with carbon. So if you can, why? So according to the Shita of me, this is not a money question. This is just, you can't be in two places at once.
And what if the 30th day, the day to be poded, is
Yom Tov?
You can't do
it. Midrash Rabbanan, you can't be poded in Yom Tov. Midrash Rashi, you could be poded. It's only Xeri. It looks like Memka type of stuff.
You also can make up.
They have a little bit of a tashlumen, but there's other issues. So let's see. Says the Shita, Pirush Kigoyin Sheyesh Biyodei La'asas Hashem. You can do both. So one second, you can do both. So now, how do you read? Now you have to reread the Gemara. How do you reread the Gemara? Now you read the Gemara. The Gemara's question is not one or the other. It's which one goes first. It's a priority question. Which one goes first? Now, look how you can ask a question. I think Chaim is bothered with. So what's the svar of mitzvah of Eris anymore? Bishlam in the world of one or the other. I gotta pick one. So then it makes sense to pick the one that's Iveris. But now you're telling me I'm getting to both anyways. So what's the great svar of Rebbe Huda of Mitzvah Iveris? What do you mean? Mitzvah Iveris makes sense to me if I have to tell you, you gotta pick one or the other. So it makes sense to pick the thing that I won't be able to catch up on. But if you're telling me now I'm getting to both, so what's the svar of Mitzvah Iveris? So I think the answer is that Mitzvah Iveris means that because it's time sensitive, even though you'll claim you'll get to it, you might not get to it. I mean, even though in your mind you scheduled to do one and the second, and you plan on doing one and the second, but if the second is Oyla Regal, and the second does have a time limit, it's very possible you might not get to it. So Mitzvah Iveris means that we're choishish, that you may never get to it, and therefore, because it's time sensitive, we're afraid. But continue reading the Shita. V'afilu hachi, he says, even though, Svir luhu l'rabbanan poides benoit chiz. What does the Shita want with this line? Even though the Rabban hold, it seems like he's bothered with a kasha. What's his kasha? He seems like he's bothered with the question like this. If you're learning the Gemara that's either or, and we're dealing with not one or the other, we're dealing with which one goes first, so then he wants to know why Taka, according to the Rabbanan, does Pidyon HaBen go first? What should go first? Mitzvah Iveri should be the strongest svara. Because you're getting to both anyways. It's not like you're not getting to both. It's just a question of which one's going to go first. So if it's just a question of which one's going to go first,
as a
pasuk. No, so he's saying that's what we point out, that mitzvah veris, even when you're dealing with a question of kedima, of priority, still we say mitzvah veris because we're afraid you won't get to the second one.
Somebody have that
pasuk. Maybe that's also something to work with. So that's his answer. Says the chassid kol b'chol b'nechativ, the meaning that even though mitzvah veris is a very compelling argument, still over here I have exeris akasuk, which means we'll see this before in other rishonim that there are times where you don't have Pidyon HaBen up against other Reg, you have other mitzvahs against other mitzvahs, where mitzvah Iveris will be the deciding factor. It's not the pshat that the Rabbanan don't hold of the svar of mitzvah Iveris. They very much hold of the svar of mitzvah Iveris. They just hold that I have exeris akasav, so my hands are tied. I can't.
Is there any need of once in a lifetime making the mitzvah more special?
Maybe we'll talk
about it.
Maybe. We'll talk about that later on when we see a tshuva from Yaakov Emden, we'll see maybe such a svar. What makes one mitzvah more chomer than another mitzvah? We'll never, hopefully we'll get to that today.
Every year, three times a day.
Right, but the Pidyon HaBen is a one-time mitzvah.
No, but I'm the Iveris of the...
Yeah, that's why it's a mitzvah. Yeah, for sure.
It's not like I can make it up next year.
Right, but Lamaisa, it is a mitzvah that we're more frequent with, as opposed to something like Pidyon HaBen. How many people get a Pidyon HaBen?
Three times a year, so I can't put it off.
Right,
Pidyon HaBen. Right. That's the other thing. Pidyon HaBen. You're not locked into any specific time. So the one way to learn the Gemara, and this chat in the Gemara seems to be the more pashut way to read the Gemara. We're dealing with a question of priority. Then the Gemara reads very nicely. Which one goes first? And then the Gemara makes a lot of sense when the Gemara says v'achakach. Wow, what do you mean v'achakach? I heard you can't. The answer is no. You could do both. It's just a question of priority. So the Gemara says no. Do this, then do that.
This pashut is it. Is it two pasukim or is one pasuk?
It's in the same pasuk.
It's in the same pasuk.
Yeah. Now, there's another way to learn the Gemara, which quite a few Rishonim learn. I'd say Rav Rishonim learn the other way. So let's start with the Taisus Riazaki. Taisus Riazaki reads the Gemara. Number three. Liftois v'lalas, kloimar, v'en biyodai kedai l'ze u'l'ze. You don't have enough money to do both. It's a money issue. Why, says the Taisus Riazaki? Because sheshtei mitzvahs elu tzrichem hoitzo. Both these two mitzvahs cost money. Liftois, sorry, chamesh shalom lekoin. Obviously, Pidyon HaBen costs five shalom. Here's where things get a little interesting. If I asked you, why does Aliyah L'Regel cost money? So what would you say? Really? So I would have said the carbon. The travel, is that really part of the mitzvah? That's like what we'd call a heksher mitzvah, right? Says the Taisu Yazakin, Alois, You need money to travel up to traveling money. So here I have a shtickle ha'ara, which clearly I'm wrong. I'm not sure why yet, but I saw Beliashiv talks a little bit about it. If I asked you, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. They both cost money. But one mitzvah, the mitzvah itself costs money. And one mitzvah, you need to spend money just because, not because the mitzvah dictates so, but because practically it dictates so. If I asked you which mitzvah in the monetary world should take precedence, what would the answer be? The mitzvah itself. So if everyone remembers, we had a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wanted to answer up a Be'er Halacha's kasha. The Be'er Halacha had a kasha. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara said, if a guy only has five slime, and he has to figure out who to be paid, to himself or his son. So for the Be'er Halacha, if you only have five slime, you don't give money to anyone. You keep the money in your pocket, and you figure out how to feed your kids for the day. We have Halacha. You don't spend all your money to do a mitzvah. So Rav Moshe came up with the teretz. That's only, the rule is only if the mitzvah itself doesn't require you to spend money. It doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash, do you have to buy an esrei? So you have to own an esrei. Doesn't say anywhere you have to spend money for a sukkah, it says you have to build a sukkah. But says Rav Moshe, there's only one mitzvah in the Torah, besides for tzedakah, where the Torah says you actually have to spend money, that's Pidyon HaBen. Because if you take that svar of Rav Moshe and you plug it in over here, I would say to myself, I don't even send a shayla to Gemara. The money that I spent to travel to Alil Regla is a heksher mitzvah. Let's say I had a car. Let's say I had a flying donkey. Let's say I hitched a ride. I wouldn't have to spend money. Someone give me a ride, right? But I no matter how I'm going to slice it, I'm going to have to spend money on Pidyon HaBen. So if I was asked which mitzvah should take precedence, I would think it should be Pidyon HaBen. Because there the money is actual Kiyama mitzvah. As opposed to Alila Rega, where the money is only just going for travel.
You could call it Alila Rega.
Right, but
which is the traveling.
Right, but the interesting thing is, the Tesis Rezakin could have learned, and the Rashash learns this way, we'll get to Blinad in a few minutes, it's not the travel money. The money is for the carbon. Then already we're at least playing on equal footing.
Somebody could give you
good. That was my next point. It's not perfectly equal because someone could give you a carbon, which we'll get to. No, you have a lawyer. There's a lav. You're not allowed to show up empty handed. Yeah, it's part of the mitzvah. So this is just a horror I have on this.
That's right.
True. But still, at the end of the day, when the Torah structured the mitzvah, the Torah structured you to give money. You got it and get around it. The Torah didn't say you have to spend $10 on travel fee to get there. So, right, you're short on cash. You don't have money. It's one or the other. So now you got to make a decision. Which one goes first? So says the Taisa Rezakin. So the first sheet, the Gemara says, Oil Larego. You go Oil Larego. What does that mean? The Moisha Biyode. Take the money that you have, be Oil Larego. At least according to the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, go up. So now you'll be broke. You won't have any money for the Kayin. So, okay, too bad. Now, he's got a problem on his hands. What does it say in the Gemara? Oil Larego, the Achakach Poyde Espinoy. What do you mean, achakach? There is no achakach. He's broke now.
He may not be broke forever, right?
He's going to get a paycheck.
Says the Tesis Rezakin, Oil Larego, B'moy Shebi Yodoy. The $5 that you have, use it to get a cab. Ukeshetim Tso Yodoy. When you find money, Yifte B'noy. B'nei Shehi Mitzvah She'enei Veres. Now, that's only good if you hold, like the Rabbon. No, hold like a Behuda.
He doesn't only have money. He's talking about a situation where money traveling to each lion, then he has no, then he's going to be over and wake him up. You know,
yeah. He's not dealing with that. So we'll see. The Rashash is going to say he's hoping that once he gets up there, someone's going to buy him a car. Someone's going to sponsor him a car. No one's sponsoring him a trip, but someone's going to sponsor a car. Right. We'll have to deal with it. So the Taisus Yezakin is learning the Gemara very different. He's learning the Gemara that it's a question of money. The guy only has $5, he's got to pick. So says the Taisa Rezakin, according to Behuda, he picks Ali. Now we understand Behuda much better. Now he really has to pick Ali Larego because what are you going to tell him? Be Poydi, your son, and then be Ali Larego. By the time I get the job and I get paid, it's already up to Hanukkah already. I don't have that time of flexibility. The pigeon, I bet I can play around. I'll first be Ali Larego. Once I'm Ali Larego, I'll meet up with all my old friends at, you know, one big camp reunion in Ali Larego, right? I'll get some guy, he'll get me a job, and then I'll be able to come back and be Poydi midnight. But if you're going to do it the other way around, there's no way. What are you going to do? You're going to first be paid to your son, then you're going to look for work. There's no work. What are you going to find? So that's the Taisa Rezakin. And then he continues. The halacha ki rabban. We actually paskin like the rabban, not like a behuda. Which means we paskin according to the Taisa Rezakin. Guy shows up to the rabbi's door. He says, listen, I only have $5 in my pocket. It's going to cost me $5 to take a bus to Yerushalayim, but I have Pidyon HaBen. The rabbi's going to say, Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen. Give the five slum for Pidyon. And the guy, but I can't be on the regal. Okay. So you'll have to figure it out. Because we pass on like the Rabbanon, that Pidyon HaBen beats that Ali Larego. Why? The Havi Zeha Rambam. That's the way the Rambam paskins. Hilchas Matnas Shemgvul and Perkir Av. Avol. Oh, this is the part I want to get to. Avol B'Sha'ar Mitzvahs. Let's say it's not Pidgin Aben versus Eila Rebbe. Let's say it's two other mitzvahs pinned against each other. We'll see in a second the Magen Avraham talks about a case. The guy only has $5. Either buy an Esrig or be paid the Hisana. Which one wins?
It's money.
So again, we paskin like the Rabbana that Pidgin Aben beats at Eila Rebbe. So if Pidgin Aben beats at Ariel Regal, I would have learned the Gemara that that's a Gili Milsa, that Pidgin Aben beats out everything. It even beats out Mitzvah Iveres. So I would use that as a Gili Milsa, L'chola Terekula, that Pidgin Aben is the most important Mitzvah, and it beats every other Mitzvah.
You're basically on the Pasuk.
Correct. I'm using it as a Gili Milsa.
That's
what we could debate. We could debate. What do you could we could either say it's Xeris Akasa when it's Pidgin Aben versus Alila Regal,
yeah,
or you could say it's a Gili Milsa.
Limited, it's limited, so that was the case.
Or you say it's a Gili Milsa to anything similar to Alila Regal, i.e. a Mitzvah Veres.
What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that?
By the way, we shouldn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, question is, if you learn it that way, meaning you're saying along the Shavar, you're saying that when the Pasuk is saying that Pidgin Aben beats Alila Regal, it's goofy because Pidgin Aben is a mitzvah that you have to spend. I agree with you. It's only one problem. If you say it your way, then let's say you put Pidgin Aben up against buying an Esrig. Which one should win? Pidgin Aben should win. I agree with you. Except for the fact that the Magen Avraham does not agree with us, nor do the Rishonim. So obviously we got it wrong. So we're probably wrong, and it's probably the other way. That what? It's only when Pidgin Aben go up against Alila Regal, and don't learn any lumnuses from the Pasuk. I don't know why. I would have learned the Xerza customs like you're saying. That there's alumnus over here. The Torah is teaching us that because Pidgin Aben is a mitzvah where you have to spend money, it now is a more important mitzvah. And that type of mitzvah, the Torah Taka says, beats out any other mitzvah.
Yeah, but the problem is you have the end of the pasuk.
Correct.
Right?
So that's
limited to that.
So that's an old shaila when you have drashas. Do you just say Xerza custom throw your hands up? Or do you say, no, I have the right to see some alumnus out of it? Now that we're showing him, do this for us. The Torah was talking about before. Avol Bishar mitzvahs. Any other mitzvahs? Now you could say shar mitzvahs besides for Pidgin Aben. You can debate that also. He says, "Avo b'shar mitzvahs moidelei le'Reb Yehuda." In any other mitzvahs, we agree to Reb Yehuda. The time will come because he gave us a very good reason. I mean, the Gemara starts off. Reb Yehuda gave us a very compelling reason. Zeh mitzvah iveres, zeh mitzvah shen iveres. That seems to be like the end of the story. That's a great reason. You have a mitzvah iveres. How can you ever make it up? But says the Tais, but when I say with the Rabbanan say Pidgin Aben wins because of Xeris HaKos. Says the Rishonim, we paskin like the Rabbanan. But that's only when it's Pidgin Aben and under the regal. Any other mitzvah configuration, we go back to Reb Yehuda.
V'shamina
mil. That what?
Why that is.
Right. So if you say a reason, you're going to kind of back yourself into the corner. If you say there's a reason for it, like we want to explain, then it should come out that if it's a mitzvah like Pidgin Aben versus another mitzvah, Pidgin Aben should win. You have to say it's some gzeres hakosov. We don't understand why or what. And leave it the way it is, which I don't like doing, but.
And how do we deal with the
hachana
or hechsher of
the mitzvah? Right. So obviously they're assuming that it's not a hechsher mitzvah. They're assuming that the traveling money to get to Eretz Yisrael is also part of the mitzvah, which is interesting. I guess it'd be like a shtickle nafkamini even lalocha, right? Can you subtract the travel fee from Meisim?
Don't you have that right? You know, if you travel with sukkah, yeah. Like if you're going to the
Rebbe,
whatever.
Yeah. So you're doing a mitzvah. So you think that they're the halichas, right? So that's what I want to get to a little bit later. Sometimes you have a hechsher mitzvah that's so tzayrich the mitzvah, it's almost part of the mitzvah.
Separate,
meaning it's impossible to split the two. Some hechsherim are just impossible. You can't say it's a hechsher mitzvah, right? We'll have to see when.
That's real.
That's okay. What are you saying? Yeah.
Rabbi, is there a thing by Pidgin Aben like we had by Bris that if you don't do it on the 30th day, every day you're over it? You know, it's like Al Tzad Din Avaro.
Yeah, Mevatel and Asay.
Right, but I'm saying.
You're not over a lot.
So it's no problem if you do it to your 50th day because you may not have the money for 20 days.
You mevatel an aseh, you bring a carbon oil for that, but I wouldn't say there's no problem, but it's a bit of an aseh.
No, because I'm saying, you know.
There's no halois. We pointed out the Svorner says you're not allowed to work the baby, but that's against the Gemara, so we didn't
black
it.
For them.
It's against the Gemara and Kairos. The pashtus is you're being mevatel an aseh. I mean, like a guy who doesn't wear tefillin, a guy who doesn't do any other positive mitzvah.
We would have to go on the first day that he was not as well on the first. It's the third call we do first.
They talk about this. This is a big shiloh. What do they do? I forgot already what they do.
They sell the print.
Are they talking about? I'm sure they talk about it.
I would think do the bris because every second you're over, no?
I would assume bris probably.
Because then we learned that there's a lav. Every minute you're an oral. So why would you not do the bris first?
Like most things in life. It's a good question.
Maybe the reason why Pidgin HaBen versus Ola Regel, Pidgin HaBen wins, right? But we don't say that about anything else. Because even though being Ola Regel, the traveling part of it is an essential part of it. The mitzvah is to be in Yerushalayim. It's not to go to.
Not to travel, right.
Because if you're already in Yerushalayim, you get the same mitzvah, right? You don't get extra mitzvah for traveling, I assume.
Sounds right.
So I mean, maybe that's because it's when you say it's versus any other mitzvah, it's any actual mitzvah,
right?
Rule of whatever.
Uh-huh.
Here, it's the money to get you to be able to do the mitzvah, and even though it's such an important part of the mitzvah, it's still not the actual mitzvah, the travel part, the money part. So that's why Pidgin HaBen beats it, because it's an action mitzvah right now.
Even though, again, but without the travel, there's no way you're going to do the mitzvah.
That, but it's still not the same as being there.
I think
you have to be Mekayim the mitzvah without traveling.
And what if you live
that's a practical problem.
No, because
you got
to
get there to be
Mekayim. No, but the Gemara. The beginning of Chagin, where it discusses people are putter from Lila Rega. One of those person who
I know about legs. That.
So to the travel. So if the mitzvah's being there, why would you have no?
Yeah, obviously we're going to have to say the traveling is more than a typical hechsher mitzvah. That's definitely, we have to say that anyway, and it will be before later on and in other places as well.
So if you technically live next to the Beis Hamikdash,
I hear you.
No, then you have to be in the Beis. You have to be there. Bring the car.
But it doesn't cost you to walk out
the door. And Achram, right? So it's a different type of mitzvah. So let's take a look at the Meiri for a second. Again, we're talking about a case. Obviously, if it doesn't cost you money, then it's not a stira. Now let's take a look at the Meiri. The Meiri writes like this. Zok to Meiri. Very interesting Meiri. If you ever want to look, this is famous. If you ever want to look in the Rishayim and find the strangest mahalach in the Rishayim, the strangest is a strong word, like the most not typical, go to the Meiri. Like if you're looking to say a chabur, you want to say a whole shir, go straight to the Meiri. He always has a little bit of the off the beaten path style of thinking, and it's always fascinating things in the Meiri. So take a look at this Meiri over number four. The Meiri writes, "Kol sheyesh lefanav shtei mitzvus. You have two mitzvus in front of you. Achas sheshaito iveris. One is time sensitive. The achas shein sheshaito iveris. One is not time sensitive. The ef shalei achshav lekayim meshteim, and you cannot do both. Got to make a choice." Says the Gemara, "Maktim oisoi sheshaito iveris. Do the one that is time sensitive, i.e., pasuk like a Yehuda, mitzvah iveris wins." Now, this is regular mitzvahs. But if you're up, if it's a question of Pidyon HaBen versus Avila Rego, and you don't have the money, which means he's going back to learn like the Tosfos Be'Azaki, that it's a question of money. This is the part. Means Avila Rego is more Iveris than Pidyon HaBen. What does that mean? It's more Iveris. That means, if you make the deal, it means that really Pidyon HaBen is also Iveris, but Ali the Regal is more Iveris. Now, one second. That does not sound like that from the Gemara. No. You read the Gemara sounds like one is Iveris and one is not Iveris. Now the Mimi is learning the Gemara, one is more Iveris and one is less Iveris. Now, fine. Let's say we can figure that out, whatever that means. Why is Pidyon HaBen Iveris? When does the mitzvah disappear?
Right.
That's
what I asked.
You're not being Mekayim, it doesn't disappear. Iveris means it's gone. Poof. Where does Pidyon HaBen ever disappear? So what would be the simple answer? What?
The ideal Pidyon HaBen.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's saying that there's a time where Pidyon HaBen will eventually disappear, but it doesn't disappear as quickly as I really read it. When does Pidyon HaBen disappear? When who dies?
Either one,
right? So most of us would have answered, the baby dies now. Let's say the baby dies. Let's say the father never got around to day 30. Now it's day 45. The baby died. Nope. Part of the Pidyon HaBen. Kama's not true.
That's the end.
No. The baby does, not the father.
What do you mean? How do you do Pidyon HaBen and the dead baby?
Says the Mishnah Becheres Daf Mem Test number 5. Meis HaBen B'Teich Shloshim Yoyim. The baby dies within 30 days. Now the baby dies within 30 days. Av Mishnah Noisim Akoyin Yachzor. Let's say you gave a pigeon in advance, which is a whole shayla how you do it. You give the money to the Kohen. You say, listen, hold on to it till the 30th day. And then if the baby dies in the middle, he has to give back the money. Because there's no chiv if the baby doesn't live 30 days. But What happens if the baby died after 30 days? You have to give the money.
Wow.
And we pass like that, Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Nechaz Pedah Ben Simin Shenhei. We pass like that. It's interesting for our shiurim that we've been doing a while back about when you say Shechianu. The other Ramon says in that case, you wouldn't make a Shechianu on the Pedah Ben.
That sounds logical. You have a Chov already.
You have the Chov. What changed? So there are more Paskins. It's interesting that even though we make a Pedah Ben out of Shechianu, but if it's a Shechianu when the baby's not alive, you can't make a Shechianu. That's not the right time. Right, right. Even though we in the halacha shurim we talked about, but you can make a shechianu when you get a big yerusha, even though someone died. But I in the shurim that wasn't so long ago. Even I remember those shurim when we talked about that on a Tuesday night. But there are more paskins halacha this way. So the kasha that they ask on the Meiri is: so when exactly is it ever Iveris? So you're telling me that the father died. You know the case is when the father died.
What do you mean?
But then the baby also.
Yeah.
What's it?
But he's talking about the myths of the Meiri, right? The Meiri is saying. Well, this is going back to old conversations that we've had many times. Is the chayv the mitzvah two separate entities?
Well, the chayv, not the mitzvah.
Well, that's split again. That's a big split. No, the Gemara told us. Rishon pointed out.
Becomes a gut route.
So what happens when it becomes a gut? That should be totally in a machlokes Rishon. We said it's not even so poshut. So you're going to have to learn that when the Meiri says it's going to be a mitzvah veris, he's probably referring to when the kid becomes 13. And then when the kid becomes 13, then taka, the father's mitzvah is gone. The father lost his opportunity. So then he's taka, the Meiri's gishmak. Why? One mitzvah you have a few months. One mitzvah you have 13 years. So technically, like the Meiri, Pidyon HaBen does cap out. It just gives you a much longer span than does Ali L'Reg. Okay.
Rabbi, don't we also say that, you know, at the end of the day, there's no love by Pidyon HaBen, but there's a lav by not being Oil of the Reg.
Correct.
So whenever you have an essay and a lav, shouldn't that beat over an essay? So what's the whole discussion about?
Gemara is, if you look in the Lashonis and Rishonim, they're focusing on the mitzvah part of it, even though obviously.
No, but I'm saying, but whenever you have a mitzvah, an essay, and a los essay, always trumps something that just has an essay.
When I don't go over, I say the los essay.
So if there's an essay.
So we'll see in the Rishash is going to learn that we're not worried about. We're not worried about that. That you'll get a carbon. Someone will gift you a carbon when you get up there. Yeah. Here we're worried about the travel. The travel's not allowed. Again, Michael, the Rashash we're going to see later. He's going to tell us we're not worried about the carbon part. The carbon is the layer of income. He'll get when he gets to Yerushalayim. Someone will give him a carbon. He's got to get to Yerushalayim. So the traveling is how he gets to Yerushalayim. So that's what we're donning. So that's what Machloekis Rishayim. So some Rishayim hold. Boa. No, forget the father dying. Some Rishayim hold that once the kid hits 13, the father's out of the picture. Now it's the son's mitzvah. While the father's mitzvah is over, so that's another question. We had the klichemda discussed that the mitzvah itself never just shifts gears from one to another person. That was the klichemda's argument that the mitzvah doesn't disappear; the mitzvah just shifts to someone else.
I mean, does the father is he over something? He's going
to avail vatal a mitzvah sase?
No, but now the kid took it over, so it's going to be accomplished.
Right? And unless you hold that his mitzvah was done, and now there's a new mitzvah called Pidyon HaBen, and he lost that. Meaning, when he gets up to Shemayim, he's not getting a check for being quite the son because he did it. He was mavatal that mitzvah. That was a new mitzvah called Pidyon Atzma.
So one second, Rabbi, what happens if, let's say, the father dies, right? And the cotton goes ahead and he's paid himself before he becomes a gadol.
Big
does he have to do it again when he's a gadol?
Big discussion. The place can talk about it. Whether or not she do it as a cotton, because how he does it, how does he go about doing it? We learned Pidyon HaBen B'I, and we can talk about it. But this Mi'iri is something to keep in mind when we learn Kedushin Chavtas again, that this Mi'iri might be a riot to those Rishonim that hold that Pidyon HaBen ends at 13, so the father's mitzvah does eventually come to an end. And then the Mi'iri is very beautiful. Yes, sir. Meaning, Ali L'Reg will be over much faster versus Pidyon HaBen. But in any case, let's continue on to the Meiri. Says the Meiri, but by Pidyon HaBen, Muktim Pidyon HaBen, T'chil V'akach M'shtadel L'achzer Acher Hoitzos HaReg. What does he want with those words? He's bothered with the kasha. If the guy only has $5 and you told him to be paid the benoi, what do you mean then be Ali L'Reg? Be Ali L'Reg what? I don't have any money. Says the Meiri, yeah, then you try to find some money. After you paid the son, Mazel Tov, everyone has L'Chaim, go get a job and figure out how to get money. Says the Meiri, everything so far is similar to the Tais of Yazak. This is where it gets really interesting. The end of the Meiri, end of number four, last line. Says the Meiri, let's say you say to yourself, I know for sure that after I give the five slime to the Kohen, I will not find any work. There's not a chance that anyone's going to hire me. I'm that talentless, No one's going to get me a job. I ain't getting 5 shlem to go up to get the last train, bus, whatever, to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Me'iri.
Maybe somebody will just give it to you. Not out a job. In other words, out of
again, he doesn't have that many options. Everyone already went up, right? Everyone already was Eiler Regel. Listen to the Me'iri. Gevaldik Echidish. The Me'iri says, in that case, you should be Eiler Regel first.
He just destroyed the whole pasuk.
He just basically uprooted the whole Gemara. We've been pitching in the Gemara, Pidgin Aben Vachach Eiler Regel, Pidgin Aben Vachach Eiler Regel. Says the Me'iri, that's only if it's a question of really a priority question. Not priority physically, but priority financially. Which means, according to the Me'iri, the Gemara means like this. I have only $5. And I got to figure out where to put the $5. But I have in the back of my mind that I can make money. I'm a very talented guy. I'll be able to get the money. So then the Gemara says, oh, be paid of Achach HaLerev. But says to me, if you know, there's not a chance. Everyone packed up. Everyone went there. It's already. There's no job left. Then Avadi have to be a Lerev.
Maybe the Me'iri is trying to intimate to the Kohanim to give back the money.
Doesn't say.
I know.
But... doesn't say. Now, the Me'iri's learning. We're talking about a case where the guy knows if I give the, I mean, before this last line of the Me'iri, if I would have asked you, the guy knows he's not going to get the money. What should he do? So I would have thought he still should be paid to back Achach HaLerev. That's what it says in the Gemara. Says the Me'iri, Gevaldik Echidish, no. Says the Me'iri, the din of paid to back Achach HaLerev is also rooted in the fact that you anticipate okay. You'll be able to get the money and get to it.
Where are they going?
They're everywhere. I don't know. Maybe he has no karka. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, if you have no karka, you don't have to be HaLerev. Which we'll talk about in a few minutes also in our sugya. Comes up in our sugya, but that's the Gemara Pesach. The Gemara says, if you have no karka, you don't have to be able to regal. So no kahanim, all renters. Yes, Lord, if you've got a kahanim, you really own karka. Okay, all discussion. But okay, the kahanim don't have any money, so they're all renting. They don't own any property, so they're all part of from Aliyah Regal technically. But this Me'iri is a gavaldik echidish. The Me'iri learned the Gemara that there's mamish. According to this Me'iri, there's three ways to learn this Gemara. There's one way of learning the Gemara, like the Sheikh Lord Adil, meets a question of priority. Then there's a second way to learn the Gemara, it's a question of financial priority. Then there's a third way to learn the Me'iri, which mamish a question of, I have to pick one or the other. And according to the Me'iri, if I have to pick one or the other, Aliyah Regel, Taka wins. The whole Shaila in the Gemara is only when I'm only picking priority in the world of money. Correct. But if I know for sure, there is no way I'm going to get to Eretz Yisrael if I spend this money, talk to Me'iri, then you Taka Aliyah Regel. Which somewhat works with the Gemara of Mitzvah Iveres. Okay, so let's take a look at number 6. So there's a Magen Avram in Hilchas Lulav. Interesting Magen Avram. Says the Magen Avram like this: In aim biyodi elaheislam. Guy only has $5 in his pocket. Bitzerach lifdais benoy v'liknes esrig. No dilemma. Either buy an esrig, be paid the yisam. So again, what would most people answer to that question? Buy the. Well, one second. Let's go back for a second. If you ask most people in the street, they'd say buy the esrig. And we'll see that the Chazanish says, "Wait, buy esrig." What gives you the right to do mitzvahs when you owe people money? Everyone knows when you owe people money, you don't go on vacation, right? You owe people money, you don't take luxuries, right? You shouldn't, right?
It's not
okay. Oh, very good. That's the Mekuri Yankov's chat. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, yeah. Esrog is only, it's not the mitzvah. It's only 1/4 of it.
That's also true. Hey, he probably means that. He probably means all Dalamina. I'm assuming he means the Dalamina. I'm assuming that's what he means. So Zakta Magen Avram.
Yeah. You don't owe the Kohen. Once you designate the Kohen, then you owe the money.
Okay.
No, but you owe
someone. You owe the Shevet Kohen. You owe someone from Aaron's descendant's money. Which one? You have to work it out. But everyone remember the Vilna Goyen. The Lashon of Vilna Goyen should ring strong in everyone's ears. Shezeh Pareach Z'ein El Choyv Ba'alma. The Vilna Goyen said that Pidra Ben is a Choyv. It's a debt. So if you owe money to someone, you're going to start spending money on mitzvahs? Hazish is a chutzpah. Who does such a thing? You're gonna start buying svarim when you owe someone money. Pay back your chay first. So we'll get to that in a second. But says the Magen Avram, a person only has enough money to either do pidyon haben or enough money to buy his dalad minim. Says the Magen Avram, yikne esrig, buy the dalad minim. Why? Shezu mitzvah iveres, shezu mitzvah sheina iveres. That's very nice. But we learned kedushu chavtas on the base. We know who's the one who says mitzvah iveres. Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like the rabbanon. What does the Magen Avram want? Teretz is the Magen Avram means like the other Rishonim. That what? That we all agree to the svar of mitzvah veres. It's only when Pidyon HaBen goes up against Aliyah L'Regel that the Rabbanon say Pidyon HaBen wins. But any other mitzvah up against Pidyon HaBen, Avada, Pidyon HaBen loses because of the svar of mitzvah veres. So the idea that was... correct. So I would have thought that's a gila l'chol ha-terekulam. It's a gila that whenever Pidyon HaBen goes up against any mitzvah that's a veres, even a veres, Pidyon HaBen wins. Clearly the Rishonim
No, but that's not what the Magen Avraham is saying. He's saying the opposite.
No.
He's saying not like me. Right.
He's saying he's right. He's saying that you're
biased. Right. Saying not like me. Right. I'm acknowledging my mistake. Oh. Not my mistake. I mean, I'm acknowledging I'm wrong. I don't know why. Meaning, I would have learned the Gemara that way. I would have learned the Gemara that it's a gilui hakra that pidyon haben is such a chash of a mitzvah that it beats out any mitzvah veris. Meaning, alila regel is an example of a mitzvah veris. Dalamin is an example of a mitzvah veris. These the rishonim are not 100% caught even by me, because in some of the rishonim they're just talking about mitzvahs. They don't say what the mitzvah is. I wonder if they mean even if the mitzvah is pidyon haben or if the mitzvah is not pidyon haben, two other mitzvahs. But okay, let's assume the rishonim mean not like me. They mean that any mitzvah up against a mitzvah veris always loses. Therefore, the Magen Avraham is not correct. Magen Avraham is very geshmak. Any mitzvah up against mitzvah veris always wins.
It also makes sense, because the mitzvah of pidyon haben, I get it's a gift to the Kohen, but really they're constantly being motivated by Zlacho that, you know, he gave it to you and now you're sort of
redeeming,
right?
Correct.
So it's between Benad and Lamako, really. You need the Kohen to make it happen. Because he's just a shaliach of Akash Baruch Hu for that purpose. So which one would Akash Baruch Hu want? You know, Rabbi Wine always used to say, "Buzz up, God." You know, I want you to do.
Right. Do, but we don't know. But this one, I don't know what Hashem wants.
I can do Esrog. If you don't do it today,
it's gone. Right.
So I would rather you did it today and then tomorrow.
That's really swab mitzvah veris, right? That's exactly swab mitzvah veris, right? So that's what the Rishonim are pointing out. The Rishonim are saying it's not that the Rabbanon are against the svar of mitzvah veris. They just hold that when these two things happen to come together because the Torah is structured in a certain way, it means to tell us that don't listen to mitzvah veris.
Just in one case.
If you take the pasuk kipshuta, no chidush, and nothing fancy, what we say ain't by el chidush. Whatever gives me, and that's what I take. So that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. We'll see. Is there such a svar that some mitzvahs become more chash? Now let's take a look in the Rashash for a second. Number 7 says the Rashash. Dr. Rashash number 7, he says, Hagam de Mayri de Ein Loi Bechde Shneiem. The Rashash assumes for a double pasha, like the Taisis Riazokin, like the Rambam, like the Me'iri, that you don't have enough money for both. So when you read the Gemara says, Poy de Benoi Va'ach Kakoyel Rego means, first be Poy de Yisam with the last $5 you have, and then be Oyle Rego. In fact, Rashash, when do you then be Oyle Rego? I'm broke. How am I being Oyle Rego? So this is really, the Me'iri already addressed this, as did the Taisis Riazokin. It means, and now you'll figure out a way to make money. So the Rashash speaks that out. Just means which one's going to go first. Nearly the Ratzalayma. The Avshala Yishalay Achra Pidyon Mois Aloilas Ria. Even though he's not going to have any more money now, what do you mean Achakach Oila Regal? He's broke. So he says, Vizet Perusha De Ena Rashoy Lirois Ba'azora Zulasoy. He's not learning like the Beazakin, it's the travel money. He means you got a problem and you're not going to show up to the base of Mikdash empty handed. So he's not learning like the Beazakin, it's a travel issue. Travel, he's got an easy pass, he'll get up to the Jewish line. But now he shows up to the Jewish line, he's got no way to buy a car. And that's a lot. That's a serious question. So says the Rashash, none of that till he'll figure out a way. Someone will lend him the money.
If you don't have the money, why are you even chayiv in the mitzvah?
So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So that's Tamazi Kashi and Hogumar. Chazanish has this Kashi. That's right. Right. Chazanish has that. We'll deal with that hopefully in a few minutes. Correct? That's it? That's right. Correct. So let's take a look for a second over here. So again, Zachary, you see from the Rashash that he was learning that the money that we're talking about is not to travel, but it's more for a carbon. And then he says, once you get to Yerushalayim, you'll figure it. So the Chazon Ish has a fundamental kash on the subject. Says the Chazon Ish, V'yesh La'ayin, number 8. Kivin the pinyon b'nai milve. A pinyon b'nai is like a debt. It's like you borrowed money from someone. Pshita de koyin noitlin. The lali is a regular flayer choyve, pshita de prayer choyve. Shavi ha'malve goyve ba'korcho. Break the Chazon Ish, I don't understand the shayla. The Gemara is talking about over here, you're holding over here, it's 30th day, the Kohen shows up to the house, about to make a party, he says, I'm sorry, Kohen, I need the money for travel. Kohen says, it's my money, what do you mean you need the money? But let's say you borrow money from someone, and the date of the loan was the day you traveled to Aliyah Regal. The guy says, I'm sorry, I can't pay you, I have to be Aliyah Regal. No, that's what he wants for Pesach. Another 30-day-old baby crying.
Yeah.
So let's say if we get a pigeon aben, let's say a regular loan. Yeah, but it's not a practical option because yeah, not So let's leave pigeon aben. Let's talk about a regular debt. Let's say I make up with a guy that he has to pay me 30 days from the time of the loan. Stam havos shloshim yom, the Gemara says. Good. The 30 days, the day he's packed up to travel to Eretz Yisrael to go to the regular. I show up at his house. Says, I'm sorry, all my money is going into airfare, travel, to Eretz Yisrael. You say, no, it's not. Give it to me right now. You owe me money. So, frek the chazish. What's the even the shayla of the Gemara? It's not like it's two mitzvahs you owe the money to the kohen. Lahavdil says the chazanish like a halva. Let's say you owe a guy owes you money. And the date of the loan was 3 days before Sukkot. You show up at his house, he says, I'm sorry, the last $100 I'm using to buy dollar meaning. Tell him, no, you're not. The last $100 is going to me.
But he
doesn't have to pay who?
He doesn't
have to pay off
the debt.
He's like, I'll pay halach, I'll choshimish, but I have the right to that $100. And what he'll do for Sukkot is not my problem. Not my issue. Right? So frek the chazanish, why don't we look at, again, the chazanish doesn't speak this out, but he means if you go like the Vilna Goin, that pigeon aben is a choy, it's a debt. So what is even the shayla of the Gemara? You owe me, I'm standing right here, waiting for you to pay the debt. You say, I'm sorry, no debt, I got to go ahead to Israel. Jump in the lake. What are you talking about? You owe me money.
Well, you don't know that particular coin.
Fashtay, let's say it's a Makiri Kahuna. Right, it's the same coin you've been using, you know, sure. I would say for the last bunch of pigeon abens that you had, but the Gemara is going to say, the guy has five wives, he can have five pigeon abens. That's the next Gemara we'll get to. So that's the guy.
Well, what? Gemara says Prius Chayv Mitzvah.
Prius Chayv Mitzvah. That's also true, but we also learned that Prius Chayv, because the mitzvah is the actual paying, it beats out everything. I mean, that's what Chaim has a famous kasha. Why don't you take out huge loans and claim Ayivaz is Yaisim Mechemish? And it's a mitzvah. I don't have to spend my money to do a mitzvah. Prius Chayv is a mitzvah, the Gemara says. So if I take out terrible debt, it's a Gvalda Gachap, right? New Ponzi scheme, right? You borrow tons and tons of money. The Gemara says Prius Chayv is a mitzvah. So when the guy comes to the legacy, listen, I don't have any money to pay you back. So he says, what do you mean? I don't have to give you every dime I have. I don't have to give you every dime I have to buy a lulav, all the sukkah, so I don't have to do it for you. So Zakhtab Chaim, no. Pius Bachoy Mitzvah, like Ramosha said. Pius Bachoy Mitzvah is when the mitzvah itself doesn't require you to spend money. But if the mitzvah itself is goof for giving money, then we don't say Ayivaz is Yosef Mechavish. That's Ramosha and Rab Chaim is Yisai. So,
Rabbi?
Yeah.
When it comes to certain mitzvahs, let's say for Pius Bachov, unless I'm wrong, I don't think you have to sell your karka. Do you? Do you have to sell your real estate?
Of course you do.
You do?
That's the first thing that goes.
Yeah?
That's the first
thing
that
goes. Is that just from the top one?
No, if there was, depending what type of shiva was created. That's if it was Hava Ashtar, Hava, whatever.
But how about for a mitzvah, do you also have to sell?
No, definitely not.
So shouldn't that make it stronger then?
Like what stronger?
In other words,
that's part of the Chazanish's cash.
No, meaning.
What do you mean?
Meaning, if you have to sell your karka for a loan, so then I'm saying that's right. That it makes it even stronger.
Yeah. I'm trying to point out like that. That you have to sell. Let's say, for example, we learned in the sugi together that you have to give up your mishubadim for pigeon.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
There's no such thing that you have to give up your mishubadim to do a mitzvah.
He does.
He brings it in different. Charter. An earlier piece he brought it.
Oh.
He brings it as a raya. Yeah, we have also. We'll get to that in a second. Good. That's a different chazanish. Good. We'll get that's a chazanish. That's a chazanish kasha number 12. We'll get back to that. Good. Very good. Good kasha. Chazanish asked that kasha. Yeah. Gemara says Prius Baal Chayv Mitzvah. But the Gemara says it's a mitzvah.
If you don't pay, I understand your
overstay.
If you don't pay back, you're not a lot. You're a mitzvah. Mevatel mitzvah.
You're in the same boat if you didn't buy a mitzvah.
Correct. That's the kasha. That was Reb Chaim's kasha. No, certain mitzvahs, the money relation to the relationship the money has to the mitzvahs is different. Some mitzvahs, the mitzvah itself says give money, and some mitzvahs is just do the mitzvah, and normally you need to give money to do the mitzvah. Right.
You have all the money in the world. Don't choose though which mitzvah you want to do. Well, you don't have all the money in the world. You have just enough to do either. Can't
right.
You decide which one you want to do, even though one only requires 20% of your value and the other requires all of it to pay back of the loan. Can't you decide which one you want to do? You don't pay the other one.
Well, you could choose. What do you mean? Why can you? You have a mitzvah. You have shibudim. You have to pay back.
Why can't you choose either one?
Because you have to do both.
But you can't do both.
So then you have to figure out which mitzvah has kadima.
That's our Gemara.
I can pay the, I can use escrow today, but I can't do it next week. I have to pay the loan.
So that's why I asked you. Right. So, but that's the Chazanish's cash. The Chazanish's cash. The question of mitzvah iveres only works when you have two mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah iveres, one is a mitzvah not iveres. But one is a debt. The debt always goes first.
Why?
Because you owe the person the money.
Where do we learn that?
That's the idea of a debt. A debt is stronger than a mitzvah. It's more than just, no. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah plus. That's derived from Shibudim. Shibudim.
So what does that mean?
It means you must, halacha means that in the eyes of the Torah, you must pay this person back.
So if you don't pay him back on the 30th day, you pay him back on the 45th day, so.
It's wrong.
Wrong, right. But if you didn't have the S wrong, you're missing something. The Torah also wrong.
No, the Torah said you're a potter. The Torah says you can only. The Torah says take a little if you have the money. That's the chiddush of Yivaz Mizyais in the chiddush. The Torah says you don't have to spend more money.
Right? Where does it say you have to pay the debt as a priority?
Because we see that from other halachas, and the fact that the Torah gives precedence over shibudim.
When the money is the thing.
When money is available, right. Exactly. When the money is available, then the Torah wants you to pay up that debt.
Can't you say that with the carbon also? The money is the thing. The carbon is
better. So if you learn it's the carbon, then it's better. If you learn it as opposed to the traveling, then it's much better. Like the Rashash, 100%. So this is the kash of the Chazanish. So listen to what he answers. The Tzarech Loim, our second line in, third line in the Chazanish number 8. The mitzvah shani, she'ein din ha-koyin kebal choyv, ele mischayiv achshav b'mitzvah zu. So like the Chazanish, the mitzvah is what creates the choyv. Not an independent choyv hovering in the ear, having to borrow money from a guy. The choyv stems from the fact you have a mitzvah to be paid to your son. And now that you have a mitzvah to be paid to your son, now you owe the kohen the 30 slot. Exactly.
This goes... Doesn't the chiyuv start at birth? It's like automatic?
Yes, so it's all, exactly. It's only because there is a mitzvah. It's not because there's a debt, be'etzem. Again, I borrow money from somebody, that creates the debt. Here, the debt is created because the Torah said there's a mitzvah to give shloshim chamish and slaim to the kohen. Memela, now I owe the kohen 55 slaim. So therefore, says the Chazanish, that's only good. Aval im la'alis regel koydemes ain't kan choyv klal. Meaning, if the Torah tells you I want you to do this, not that, so you have no mitzvah of pedir aben. If you have no mitzvah of pedir aben, then you have no choyv to the kohen. Meaning, it's not an independent debt to the kohen. We were building this up like, oh, I owe the kohen 5 slaim because I just owe it to him. Yeah, you owe it to him because the Torah says to give it to him. And if the Torah would say not to give it to him, then you don't owe it to him.
You owe it on the 30th day, though?
Yeah, that's when the obligation. But if the Torah says, I want you to do this and not that.
Then the 30th day.
So then I don't have, a debt to the Kohen on the 30th day. Therefore, says the Chazanish. So now this all goes back to the Vilna Gaon and a lot of things we've spoken about. But as I said, the Chazanish. Now let's just make things a little bit more complicated for fun. If you look in the Gemara, what was the case of the Gemara? You have to be poide your son, and you have to be oil the Rebbe. If you look in the Tesefta, number 9, Tesefta Mechiris. I don't randomly know Tesefta's and Mechiris, don't worry. If you look at number 9, he writes like this. Liftois es atzmoi velalis l'rego. Change. Very subtle change. It's not the case where it's your son's pedir aben, it's your pedir aben. You just found out your father was never paid to you, and it happens to be the day you have to be l'rego, and it happens to be you only have $5. Says that Tesefta, same achoikis. So the Tesefta reads the same way our Gemara reads. He just changes the case.
What's the difference?
So we should know that this should make a very big difference.
Right.
Why should this make a very big difference?
No, first off, maybe it's a mitzvah shibugufa.
That's a good point. That me'iri wouldn't make any sense.
What he said?
He's saying that if it's your mitzvah, then it never goes off.
Right.
If it's your son's mitzvah, we had the Me'iri, we mushed with the Me'iri, right? The Me'iri said that Pidgin Aben is also a veris, but not as a veris. So we said, why is it a veris? Because when the kid turns 13. But if it's your mitzvah, that you never goes.
You're gonna die.
Yeah, that's assuming that's, I don't think that makes a mitzvah a veris because the person could die. But I was thinking about a different Nakuda over here.
Didn't you see the all of the regular mitzvah? Because you have this mitzvah you from. Basically, you're born.
So that's what we had in the Gemara. Right? If you remember the Gemara before, the Gemara said that yours was a milvah ksuva b'teira. And if yours was a milvah ksuva, but that would only help for the kuchas. That would only help if you have property tied up somewhere. But what's interesting about this Tesefta, it comes out according to the Tesefta, that what? It's the same Gemara, but who you're pointing after? Olam remembers the Rivash. Everyone remembers this Rivash. Rivash says you can't be poide aide shliach. That wasn't the part of the Rivash that we really like. The part of the Rivash that we really like is that we discussed the question of whose mitzvah is pidyon benoy. Is it your mitzvah? Or is it the son's mitzvah that the father does on behalf of the son? Now, if Cain, like this, if you learn that pidyon atzmoi, if you learn that the Gemara is pidyon benoi, and you learn pidyon benoi is not really your mitzvah, but it's really your son's mitzvah, that you're acting as an apotropos, so then the Gemara is a very big chiddush. Why? Because pidyon benoi is not really your mitzvah. Ali l'regla is your mitzvah. Ali l'regla is the most your mitzvah it could be, and you can't even get a shliach to do. So if that's the equivalent in the Gemara, now plug it back into the Tesefta. To be poidi yourself versus Ali l'regla should be a kol shekein. And if in our Gemara, I see that when you're poidi your son, and even though pidyon benoi is really a level lower and still a beats out Ali l'regla, then the Tesefta should be a kol shekein. Only if you learn like that was Rishayin. But let's go the other way. If you only have the Tesefta, you only have the Tesefta. Someone told you you have your pidyon aben versus Ali l'regla, so that's a legitimate conflict. They're both mitzvahs that I have to do. What would it be when it's pidyon benoi? I don't know anymore. I would say I'm not sure. Pidyon benoi is not really your mitzvah. It's really his mitzvah. So that's why the Tesefta, I think, is interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, take a look
at... make yourself an Eved Ivri to a Kohen? If you owe him money?
No, you're only an Eved Ivri if you steal. The Nimka B'Gizvasa is only for stealing. Any other form of debt, let's say you break a guy's window, right? Any other form of chiyuv mamonos besides the gneiv, let's say heaven. You break a guy's window, you can't pay him, you're not sold as an Eved. Mom makes a drasha, the Nimka B'Gizvasa for no other reason.
But can you offer to do work for the Kohen?
It's not no, because you have to give back kesef. You can't even use shavik. You can't even use property. Even if you offered him property, you got to sell the property and give him the cash. The Gemara. Now that was one of the kashas that we had on the Gur on the Vilna Goin. That if you hold that this is just like priyas chayv, so why are there so many rules on how to pay it back? Only a debt. You pay back a debt, and we move on. Here, there's so many rules. It can only be this. You can only use. You can't use an IOU. You can't use a check. It has to be gufay kesef. There's a lot of rules. I bet you probably can't. I don't know how Bitcoin works, but if I knew how it worked, I probably can't. No. That's the problem. Now we learned it doesn't work.
But the Rabbanan that bring down, isn't it pretty clear that it's on the floor?
Ah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, number 10. Aruch HaShulchan, it's a shame. It's so underrated today in America. Elam doesn't go to Aruch HaShulchan enough. Aruch HaShulchan goes to all the Gemaras. He goes to all the Rishayim. He mutches with everything. And he comes up with Halacha Maisa very often. Often. That was the purpose of the Sefer. But he always has something so geshmak on the Sugya. So he writes it this. He says in the parentheses, number 10. He says, B'toysefto b'chayris perik vav isa lifteis ath mevaas arega. Ein sham. U'bevada hu tos hatfos. He says, it's got to be a typo. Why does it have to be a typo? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Shari bedrasha dekra mevor dal benoi koi. Let's go back to the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say, according to the Rabbanan, the pidyon aben beats out Ali l'regel? Because it says in the Chumash, pidyon aben, then Ali l'regel. What does it say in the Chumash? Kol b'chor bonecha tifteh. Wasn't talking about being paid to yourself, it was talking about being paid to your son. And then it says Ali l'regel. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it must be a type. Now, I would argue on this Aruch HaShulchan. What would be the argument against Aruch HaShulchan? It's a gilei hakra. I had to look at pidyon aben. But only if you learn that pidyon haben and pidyon atzma is the same.
Let's say it's the institution of pidyon.
Exactly, haben. But if you hold like the rivash that pidyon benoi is your apotropos and pidyon atzma it's your mitzvah, now already it's a plagiarism. Correct. That's where you can argue with it. That's what. Right. So then, if you take a look at number 11, I don't want to short on time. Number 11, the Chasdei David on the side of the Tesefta, he works with this. That the Gemaras really complement each other, Tesefta and the Gemara. But let's get to the Kasha from the Chazanish. At least we can finish one paper. Says number 12 of the Chazanish. Chazanish is the Gemara, Kasha and Agadah. What's the case in the Gemara? The guy has $5, he has to be paid to his son. It's got to be Ayla Renda. Correct the Chazanish, the Yesh line, Ha'aminim Ibsachim Davovim Abeis Demisha in the Karka Potem Maria. Gemara says, person has no property, he's a renter, he doesn't have to be Ayla Renda. Correct the Chazanish, let's work this out. Imkain, Akochak Yesh Lakark. So it must be this guy has karka, and he has $5 in his pocket. So what's the problem? The yigba ha-koyin karka. Let the koyin take the property. The $5 will take it. And be able to regal with, what's the dilemma? What's the grace of Shiloh?
Who said it has to be converted?
Cash. Good. He'll take the house, convert it into cash. And they'll be good to go. Well, we're
delaying.
We work fast. He'll sell the house, you know. You know, the real estate market's like today. Today you put up a house that in the $5, it's gone by tomorrow. So
it doesn't matter which way, you can sell the property and
use no, but if you sell the property, yeah, there's no chiv on the regal anymore. Well, see, the Chazanish talks about that. Yeah. Why don't you solve the whole problem? Sell the property, be part of the mitzvah of the regal. It's simple.
Well, you're saying the same thing.
Well,
if you give your property to the kohen,
right,
then you're potter, right? You're potter.
Oh, so that's what's going to happen over here. He's saying, one second, the avshai days a yiftim iriya. Even though if you do that, you're not going to be part of the car from aliyah. Mikomokim loy mistaver shebishvil ze paka mitzvah. I don't know what this line means.
What?
Loy mistaver, which mitzvah? The mitzvah of the regal or the mitzvah of the mitzvah of... No, you'll have to turn it in. Can't be. The Gemara says you can't. But listen to the Teres of the Chazish. V'efshar da karka leishav yehei slayim. The guy has a piece of property. It's not worth five slayim. V'chomesh v'leichatzi chomesh. K'd'omah b'cheres da'f memchesam abeis v'leimotzi gabei l'koy. And therefore, you can't give him a $3.5...
Why don't you just say it's cheaper?
Cheaper what?
No, that it has...
That would only work if you... No, that only... I mean, yeah, so what? The Gemara told us in the last year that you could collect from a lien. If I had a piece of property that I sold 5 minutes ago, but if I sold the karka, depending on when the baby was born.
So premise, okay, that I'm going to sell my property in order for me to get out of it.
So Zog Dechazin Ish, Miu anan loy mechadvin alei lemizmin karka today kni yishif temiria. We don't make you. We're not going to force you to sell your property, be able to pay, and therefore be part of me the regal. We're not going to do that. We're not going to suggest it. I mean, why don't we just tell the guy, listen, no problem. You're short on cash, sell your house. I'll be both of them. It's an anus. So the Chazish, that we're not going to do. Oh, so now we'll just be mocked. It's already late.
The yeah. Model of low, you're right. Is that is not showing up the lab, or if you show up,
you I'm not sure. I'm not sure that you, if you don't show up. And the lab? Right. It sounds like once you're there.
When you're there, you're right. Right. Not showing up at all.
Sounds like not. Now, I want to talk about the Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a Moridik Shaila. It's a famous Chuvas Radvaz. This everyone knows is Chuvas Radvaz. What's the Chuvas Radvaz? If you have a case where a guy's locked in jail, and they tell him, we'll let you out for one day. Oh. So Shaila, which day does he go? This is a classical drush. Everyone knows this Radvaz, right? I don't know if everyone knows the Mishnah Berurah does not pass him like the Radvaz, but okay. The Radvaz writes it. And which one do you pick? So Radvaz says, whatever comes down the pike first. Whatever comes down for. It could be a regular Tuesday Mincha in the winter. Pick that over Megillah. Pick that over Pasha Zohar. Whatever it is. I mean, the thing about Yom Kippur is always interesting. There's nothing Maila about the Yom Kippur David. I hate to say it so bluntly, but
Tam Mitzibur.
What's the Maila?
Rovam Hadris Mal. It's certainly better than
why Yom Kippur. I'm talking about a day like Parsha Zohar, who's Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa, Megillah, who's Mekayim Mitzvah Rabban. I'm saying it's a nice davening. Sarvas is the first one that comes down the pike. Mr. Brewer, I forgot already. I don't remember. Does he quote? I don't remember now. Does he? I thought he disagrees with the Mishnah. I don't remember. I thought he disagrees with it. I don't remember that. It brings it down the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. But Shaila is 1 second. Let's bring this back to our Gemara. Shouldn't this be connected to our Gemara? Why? I don't understand. Where are we holding right now? Today's the 30th day. So he's about to go to the Kohen to Pidyon Ben, and he says to himself, I have to be early Rego. And the Gemara says that if it would be any other mitzvah, Avada Alila Rego wouldn't cause mitzvah verse. But right now, I have Pidyon Ben. Alila Rego is a day from now, right? Today's day 30. I'm about to pack my bags and start traveling. Right now, I'll have a mitzvah for Pidyon HaBen. So you're telling me now that I pass up Pidyon HaBen for a mitzvah that starts in 2 days? Why? Oh, because it's mitzvah Iveris? So what? That only makes it a more chomerdig mitzvah. But I have a mitzvah right now. So this Gemara should be a riot against the Radvaz. Now, he happens to want to go against the Radvaz because his father was against the Radvaz. So he has a little bit of skin over there. So Mr. Shem, next week we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. So we'll see Mr. Shem next week how to get around the Raya of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Right. But right now I got Pidyon HaBen. Today's
Thursday. Thursday is Pidyon HaBen.
Yeah.
It's really is Wednesday.